Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC. Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. And we continue our conversation about June being Alzheimer's Disease and Brain Awareness Month. And we've been talking about that a lot throughout this month. And we're going to continue doing that. But we're going to do it with Rachel Gear. She is the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Riverwalk Village, an American Senior Community. We sure thank them for their continued support here on Caregiver Crossing. Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. We're going to talk about training your brain. You know, we talk about physical exercise, so important to us, but brain exercise is probably just as important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the stronger we keep our brains, the more we test it out, the stronger it'll be, and thus leading to less cognitive decline.
And it's weird because we don't think about our brains, right? It's kind of like breathing. You just don't think about it, but it is a muscle, right?
Right, absolutely. You should treat it just...
Work out your brain, Terry.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah? How's that going?
Well, you know, I had just a little blip, but I'm back. I'm back for sure.
But what does that look like, Rachel? I mean, to work out your brain, you know, I've got some funny like caricature images in my head right now, but what do we do?
Yeah, so I mean, there's lots of things that we could do. Just incorporating things in every day. It could be as simple as making out that grocery list, you know, writing down what you'll need and then referring back to it an hour later and trying to really remember those things. It could be something like having an organized card session with your friends, you know, really getting in that socialization as well. Incorporate the grandkids, have them bring a board game over next time that they visit and play whatever board game that they're really interested in.
Yeah, I worry sometimes, sorry Terry,
it's okay.
I worry sometimes because everything I do is written down. I mean, I carry my little planner with me. I know people, I know it's 2015, but I carry a paper
me
planner.
Too.
Mindy, you can shake your head all you want over. Oh, you're with me. Okay. I thought Mindy was giving me the scolding because all the 20-some-year-olds that I work with, Candace, they scold me for this planner, but I don't want to do it on my phone, but I carry this with me. And I always say, if you want to really... like put me into a fetal position rocking in the corner.
You take it away, you
take
lose
my planner
it.
Or write in it and I'll get really mad. But and everything we do is on our phones, so we don't remember phone numbers anymore.
You know, you don't have to.
We don't have to remember anything.
You don't have to learn how to spell. You don't even remember how you don't have to remember much at all. With we've done it to ourselves basically.
But I mean, it does concern
me. Well, maybe it should concern you. Can that help? Let me ask this question, I guess. Can you prevent dementia? Or I don't know that I've ever even asked that question. What about that, Rachel?
Well, preventing dementia, you know, there's things that we can do to try to offset it or at least cope with some of the symptoms that may come with it. Some of the things is, you know, just eating that well-balanced diet, something that's low in fat, low in cholesterol, high in nutrients and antioxidants. That paired with exercising regularly can really help improve brain skills, it's also really suggested to avoid those like passive activities such as watching television for too many hours.
Fail, big fail for me.
Not a popular answer, I know.
Everything but reality TV, I bet. You know, go ahead and keep that in your
Well, the Little People shows are okay.
I love those.
I do too. We'll talk about that later.
Real Housewives of Atlanta's back on, by the way. Orange County.
But, I mean, truly, it's okay to do some of that stuff. I mean, for some of us, that's an escape. But, you know, I'm not bashing the smartphones and all that because I think there's a tremendous value for a lot of reasons. I'm just suggesting we don't remember things the way we used to. Mm-hmm. But there are some applications that are even healthy for brain exercise, correct?
Sure, yeah. Just applications like puzzles. Sudoku is huge. Obviously, crossword puzzles, those are excellent. Actually, Riverwalk Village is going to put together a brain training basket, especially for those listeners today on Caregiver Crossing. We encourage them to stop by Riverwalk Village and pick that up, either for themselves or for a loved one. Anytime.
Well, go on, listeners.
This is for you.
What's
in that basket? What's in it?
So we're going to have things like the Sudokus, like the crosswords, and other tips on brain training activities to keep mentally sharp.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, we need to tell people right now where you're located.
We are downtown Noblesville. So if you're familiar with where Riverview Health is, the hospital there downtown, we are basically in the parking lot, so you'll be able to find us.
Okay, perfect.
And just come on in.
Come on in, pick it up.
A basket.
Absolutely. Anytime before the 1st of July.
Okay.
Run in, waving your arms, yelling Caregiver Crossing.
Yes.
That's what you have to do to get the basket, right?
Do a song and dance for us.
No, you can just walk in and you can just say, I heard about Riverwalk Village, wanted to come in and interested in learning a little bit more and getting the basket for some brain health. Yes. Okay, so I had to look up, because this is how bad my memory is, I had to look up that it's Luminosity and it's Fit Brains that I have on my phone. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of fun. Have you done these, Terry?
I have not. But Heather, I do love any kind of, again, I like things on paper.
Yeah.
And so I do still like having a crossword puzzle book, and I do have, I like word searches, and you know, I do like puzzles and do them many times during the week.
Well, another one that I catch myself doing often that I think is good for brain health is Ruzzle. If anybody plays Ruzzle,
what
let me
is
know.
That?
It's an application. It's like, it's like a word search. You have to make words, and then it gives you some obstacles. Okay. But it's really fun, and I do it a couple times a day, and I think that's probably good for my brain. At least that's what I'm telling myself is happening.
Sometimes I just like to remember all the states in order, in alphabetical order.
Stop it. Can you do that?
Well, I mean, I really try. Like, sometimes I'll just stop myself, or sometimes I'll stop myself. We just came back from vacation, so we obviously had a lot of time together, my husband and I, and we played a lot of games, including, you know, can you remember all of your teachers from kindergarten on? And, you know, just little things. Like that. We just try to remember.
That's awesome.
Well, that's smart of you.
Well, I don't know. It kills time for us.
I think that's really good. We just play the alphabet game when we're driving, you know, trying to find words that start with the letter.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of family vacations, and they're going to be doing it by road this summer. So you can play these car games. It keeps you sharp, even no matter what age you are.
Well, and it keeps you connected. And I think that's, you know, one thing, too. Rachel Gere is with us, Director of Admissions and Marketing at Riverwalk Village, which is an American senior community. And I imagine that these brain games and all that we're talking about, we know why they're important. You know, you're telling us they're good to work out our brain muscles, but also keeping that involvement with other people. There's a benefit to that as well.
That's huge. Absolutely. You know, we do lots of external activities like at senior centers and movies every month. Just ways to get together and be active within your society, connecting with your peers. I mean, all huge into brain training.
Yeah. And, you know, I would imagine there's something if you're keeping away depression by being socially involved. What is Candace doing? Was she taking pictures? She's walking around behind us. What are you doing? She was putting her shoes back on, she said.
Oh.
Sorry, we all got distracted.
See, we really got relaxed in here.
Yeah,
Candace was apparently snoozing in the corner. Her shoes fell off, and then she went back to get them. And then Rachel and I looked at each other like, what is happening? See, you know, here we are. It's a little early. It's a little early to take your shoes off, Candace, but that's cool. But yeah, just that social involvement. I mean, if you can keep depression away as we get older, that's a common thing. But having that social interaction with each other has to be a huge part as well. So,
absolutely.
So tell us, we've only got a moment left, but what do you love about your job?
Oh my gosh. So many things. I mean, I just really love being able to be that contact for the families, especially that are initially going through this process. I mean, it's so new for so many of the individuals that walk through their front door. So being a resource to really get them started, connecting with the people that are within our facility that are so knowledgeable on the disease process, it's very rewarding. And then watching the family member actually admit and go through the process is excellent. I love it.
And do you feel like you just see people blossom?
I mean, oh, yeah.
They
oh,
come goodness. To you nervous, right?
Yes.
Everything's a question mark.
Mm-hmm. But once they get through, once they get going, once they make friends within the community, again, really going through the programming, whether it's with activities or with the therapy, it's wonderful to see.
Well, thank you for the work that you do.
And absolutely.
For finding people a new part of their life to enjoy.
And for offering up those free baskets. I love that too. Rachel Gere, Director of Admissions and Marketing at Riverwalk Village, an American senior community. For more information, go to ASCSeniorCare.com. Rachel, thank you. Come and see us again. The news is next on 93 WIBC.